Welcome to Farmcast Radio, connecting the consumer to Colorado agriculture. And now, here's your host, Brian Ulmer.
On Farmcast Radio this weekend, in the final segment, my guest is Nestfresh's Louise Howe, talking about May being National Egg Month, brought to you by your Cobbler Egg Producers Council. But in the first three segments, joining the Colorado Ag News Network and Farmcast Radio by telephone once again is Colorado Commissioner of Agriculture Kate Greenberg. We'll be discussing several topics, as always, especially as it pertains to the coronavirus pandemic here in Colorado. But first off, welcome back inside the barn, Commissioner Greenberg. I hope that you are doing well and staying safe during this situation.
Thanks, Brian. It's good to be back, and definitely wishing the same for you and yours.
I see your posts on Facebook and what's happening there under your quarantine situation, and get a kick out of some of the pictures you have of your dog, right?
Oh, yeah. My, I'm on, like a lot of us, on Zoom calls all day long, really just in front of a screen on the phone. And in the background, I've got my dog and my cat who like to wrestle. So and my cat is very gregarious, too. He likes to come visit whenever the camera turns on the Zoom calls.
Hey, this week is Colorado Animal Protection Week, as proclaimed by Governor Jared Polis. Your thoughts on that, and what context of that declaration means to the livestock industry here in the state? Anything?
Well, you know, I think, the governor has been a proponent of animal welfare for his whole tenure as governor. Of course, there's been a lot of work that First Gentleman has done on that front. I think this proclamation is, it's a proclamation, it's here to raise awareness around animal welfare. Of course, at the Department of Ag, we run the PACFA program, which has really been front and center in this work, the Pet Animal Care Facilities Act. And that program is all around pet animal welfare, which, is a big area of work for us, really important work. The proclamation, talks about all animals, and I think it's important to think about animal welfare for all animals, and that's something that we do at the department. It's something we do in ag. And, I think this week is to raise awareness around that. And I do want to give a shout out to our team on the PACFA front. They have the work of our inspectors, they're out investigating issues of animal welfare, and man, they see some pretty unfortunate stuff on the pet animal side. And our team is dealing with that. So, I'm honored to have a team of folks who are out supporting animal welfare. And of course, in agriculture, it's something we take really seriously. So, raising awareness, and this is also a time when a lot of pets need a lot of homes. And I think the governor's been, done a lot of work to make sure COVID doesn't get in the way of adoptions and foster care and whatnot. So, raising awareness, getting people to be thinking about it in the midst of the rest of things going on.
Speaking of awareness, this is also Public Service Recognition Week, which is celebrated the first week of May, and that honors the men and women who serve our nation as federal, state, county, and local government employees. And with the current COVID-19 situation, it's a great idea to recognize those employees, like the ones at the CDA, who work hard for the ag industry here in the state.
Yes, and thank you for bringing that up, Brian. We are celebrating it this week. This whole week we had a really fun town hall yesterday with all of our staff, virtual town hall, of course, had our senior leadership up on the panel and got the chance for each of our directors to give thanks to their team. We had games and prizes and ways to just celebrate our staff, because really the work they've been putting in, the work they put in before COVID, was immense, incredible public service. They're doing work that, as you mentioned, serves all of Colorado, and a lot of work that's not recognized. Our field teams who are out inspecting scales, that's not work that usually makes the headlines, except for when we're celebrating Weights and Measures Week. It does that week. But normally, it's a lot of work that's behind the scenes. But without it, our food and agriculture system would not operate. Now with COVID-19, of course, there's a whole another layer of work, a whole another workload on our team's shoulders. I just can't say enough how much I appreciate all the work every single staff person at CDA does every single day.
Now, back on April 24th, Colorado Governor Jared Polis and you requested a USDA Secretary of Disaster Declaration for Colorado's Western Slope counties impacted by the late season hard freeze event, which occurred actually on April 13th. Temperatures there on the Western Slope hit a low of 19 degrees, which potentially decimated 95% of this year's peach crop. Has that declaration been approved yet?
That declaration has not been approved. It's a multi-step process, and actually what we had about we have a 3-month window to request a declaration, a disaster declaration. So we got it out within the first week or so after talking to our producers out on the Western Slope. The process is the governor and I request that declaration from Secretary Perdue, but at the same time, FSA has a big role to play at the local and the state level. So FSA is actually is doing more work to assess the actual damage. There were some initial reports saying that we were looking at about 90 or 95% crop loss from that freeze. That was an estimate. So FSA is going in and getting firmer numbers. They will then send those numbers up to the secretary as well. And once he has sort of the full picture, we'll be able to make the decision around a declaration. We're hopeful that's the case. We have our federal delegation, Senator Gardner and Senator Bennett, worked on this as well. So they are keeping an eye on things on the D.C. end, and we just want to be sure that we get our producers on the Western Slope access to the resources they need to make it through this season.
Of course, that disaster declaration is necessary for Colorado producers to access critical programs and assistance from the USDA in the face of significant fruit crop losses and reduction in harvest this season. I wanted to move to the U.S. Small Business Administration as they began accepting new economic injury disaster loans and advance applications on a limited basis to provide relief to U.S. ag producers. How important is the EIDL program and ag producers applying for that?
It's critical for anyone who's hurting right now, anyone in ag, to keep a very close eye on all of these programs. I would say no one program is a panacea, but the fact that the EIDL has now this week, I think starting Monday, opened up to receive ag applications is a big deal. We saw, of course, with the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP, that has had two tranches of payments to payment processes going on. The first one, was that a rush at the door? And a lot of ag businesses, were having to compete with much larger companies and companies from all sectors. So, even with the second round of PPP, that might be a good program for some of our producers, does not mean that all of those who apply are going to get the resources. So I think making sure folks are tracking everything that's coming out, the PPP and the EIDL. I think this week the EIDL is where, a lot of the opportunity lies. But, of course, a lot of it depends on working with your lender. We saw some hang-ups with some lenders. There was, we were certainly concerned. We're ag lenders and more rural lenders as competitive in accessing those SBA dollars early on as some of the larger lenders. I think moving forward, it's always with whatever relief package comes out in the future as well, getting ahead of the curve and having, a great relationship with your bank and having those conversations early so you can be ready to jump on relief is a really good tool. So, yes, I think, Brian, you're right on EIDL. See how it plays out. And we'll be continuing to advocate for additional relief going directly to ag.
I know the Small Business Administration EIDL loans and the Paycheck Protection Program were just two of the many topics that were discussed on May 1st during that Colorado bipartisan town hall on agriculture and COVID-19 that included you and Colorado Senators Kerry Donovan and Jerry Sonnenberg, as well as Colorado Representative Dylan Roberts and Mark Cantlin. What were your takeaways from that virtual town hall as you look back on it now? And will there be more of these types of the CDA legislative virtual town halls going forward, do you think?
Good question. That was the first one we'd done. I think my one takeaway was how glad I was to be back with our senators and representatives, with the session being suspended. A session's a busy time. It's a crazy time. But there's also a lot of camaraderie. And that's I think, truest in ag downtown. It's ag remains bipartisan, and we struggle to keep it so. And I think that's what the town hall last Friday, all of us really reiterated was what ag is facing, what rural Colorado is facing. It has nothing to do with a party. It has to do with the fact that we're all here to support ag. We love ag. We're working on behalf of ag. And that's what Friday was all about. So we talked about all kinds of things. I gave updates on, our operational status at the department, which is open for business. We talked about the federal programs, the relief work, And then all of the work we're doing at CDA for COVID response to make sure we're solving problems quickly for agriculture all across the state, and advocating everywhere from the local to the state and federal levels to get the resources down to the ground that our producers need.
All the audio from the May 1st CDA Legislative virtual town hall is online inside the barn, or you can watch the video online at cobrano.gov/ag.
We'll be back right after these messages. To find out more about FarmCast Radio and catch up on the latest news in agriculture, visit barnmedia.net.
Ag Fact of the Day. Colorado farmers and ranchers contribute $41 billion to our state's economy and employ nearly 173,000 people. This Ag Fact is courtesy of the Colorado Corn Farmers Checkoff Dollars and the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee.
First Farm Bank was founded by farmers. They envisioned a bank that worked like they do, a bank that actually makes decisions locally, not in some big headquarters several states away, a bank that's available when you need it. That's why First Farm Bank drive-ups are open 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8:30 until noon on Saturday. That's also why First Farm Bank offers web and mobile banking apps giving you 24-hour access to your accounts. And we do the little things, like getting to know your name. You don't have to be a farmer to appreciate that. So whatever your profession, we invite you to stop by one of our locations, 127 22nd Street and 2939 65th Avenue in Greeley, 931 West Main Street in Sterling, or 501 East 8th Avenue in Yuma. Find out what we mean when we say hometown values and hometown strong. First Farm Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.